Alhamdulillah, last night, the final juz of the Qur'an was recited. The first surah is Surah Al-Naba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمَّا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ What are they asking about? They are asking about the great news, meaning the news of Qiyamah, with regards to which they have difference. Soon they will come to know, have we not made the earth a bedding and the mountains as pegs? Have we not created you in pairs? And have we not made your sleep as a means of rest? Have we not made the night a drape, a cover, and the day a means for seeking livelihood? And have we not created and put above you seven powerful skies? And have we not put in the skies a bright and shining lamp? And have we not sent down, and we have sent down from the laden clouds torrential rain, so that you may take forth and bring out by means of it grains and different plants and lush gardens? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Allah, who has done all of these great things, definitely has the qudrat and the power to recreate and bring man back to life again and to take him to task on the day of Qiyamah. So here in the final para, most of the surahs are all Makki surahs that were revealed before Hijrah. And the theme in the Makki surahs, the message is generally concerning the three foundational beliefs of, number one, the attributes of Allah, especially Tawheed, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, the Risalat and Messengership of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thirdly, with regards to Akhirat. Here in the last para, we see that most of the surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about Akhirat, the life after death, Qiyamat, how Qiyamat will take place, the different names of Qiyamat, the different qualities of Qiyamat, then on the day of Qiyamat, the reckoning, the conditions that will be prevailing. And then after that, with regards to Jannat and Jahannam. So these are Makki surahs. So it was revealed in the beginning stages. The Mushrikeen generally had two doubts concerning, three doubts regarding Iman. One is that how Allah Ta'ala can be alone. Allah Ta'ala has partners. So that was Tawheed. Allah would answer those doubts. Secondly, they had doubt with regards to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he's not a messenger. And thirdly, they couldn't accept and they couldn't believe that after death we will be brought back to life again. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers these doubts in different ways. So for the mushrikeen, it was an answer to their doubts. And for those who had iman, it was a reminder and a means of refreshing and strengthening iman on these three principles. So these are Makki surahs. They were revealed right in the beginning of Islam. And also we know that generally in our salah, these are the surahs that are recited, the first few surahs. Recited generally, we hear it in Fajr Salah, where the Qiraat is loudly. And then also in Maghrib Salah, the last few surahs from Surah Qadr or from Surah Bayina. And in Isha Salah, the surahs in between. So, and obviously Sahaba, Rajalam, they understood Arabic. So again and again that message was being given to Sahaba, Rajalam, about, especially in the last part, about Akhirat. So Akhirat has to become a reality in our lives. We have to listen to the different descriptions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given about Akhirat. Ulama also explained that the different ummas were given different types of knowledges. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, we see the focus in his time, in his shariat, his message was of Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Musa alayhi salam, for example, was different commands, like example, وَإِسْتَأَذَنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ, making shukr. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his speciality is that his ummah was granted the knowledge of Qiyamah. Such knowledge it was not given to the other ummah. So in the Quran you must have heard that a person can't read two rakat salah just by the Quran. It's not described fully how to perform salah. Or the five salah, if a person just takes the Quran without the explanation of the hadith, you won't be able to find the five salah. But when it comes to Akhirat, there's so much of details, fine aspects and different ways, details upon details with regards to Akhirat and the different stages of Akhirat. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that how we can listen to this again and again and think about it, ponder over it, and bring it and make it a reality in our lives. So we will translate some of the ayat inshallah. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ. Verily, for those who have taqwa, there will be success. There will be gardens and grapes and blooming youthful maidens of a similar age, and brimming glasses, and they will not hear in Jannah. When they're in Jannah, they will not have to listen to any futile speech nor any lies. This is a repayment from their Rabb, which is a full recompense the Rabb of the heavens and the earth and everything in between, the most merciful. And on the day of Qiyamah, none will be able to address him. On the day when Jibreel alayhi salam and the other malaika will stand in rows, then nobody will be able to speak except whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives permission for and who says the correct speech. That is a true day. So whoever wishes, he should take a return and a recompense to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily, we have warned you of a punishment that is near on the day when a person will see what his hands have sent forth, and the kuffar will say that woe be to me if only I had been dust. Then the next surah is Wan-Nazi'at. In the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam on Wan-Nazi'ati gharqa, on the angels who very severely, violently pull and snap and take, draw out the ruh, the souls of the disbelievers, the kuffar. وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطَى, as for the believers, they take it out very gently, like how a person just opens a knot. So in this way, they remove the connection between the ruh and the body very, very easily and in a very gentle manner. And then after they take out the ruh, then they, so to say, swim along. They go very quickly, فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبْقَى, and they race along to take the ruh and put it, either if it's a good person, in illiyin, and if it is a bad person, in Sijjin. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks towards the end of the surah, فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى, when the great calamity will come, that is Qiyamah, then يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى, a person now will remember and he will realize whatever effort he had made in the dunya. وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَى, and Jahannam will be made apparent for those who are looking on. As for the person who transgressed and he gave preference to the worldly life, then Jahannam will be his abode. And as for the one who feared standing in front of his Rabb, and he restrained his carnal desires, and Jannat will be his abode. Then Allah Ta'ala says that they ask you concerning Qiyamah, when will it take place? That what is the date and when is the time of Qiyamah? So Allah Ta'ala says that the knowledge of this year is only by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So that is the only thing we don't know about Qiyamah, and that is when Qiyamah will take place. And as I mentioned early, that is not the important thing. The important thing is what preparations we have made for it. Then the next surah is Surah Abbas. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions an incident that occurred. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was once speaking to some of the leaders of the Quraysh out of the hope that they might accept Iman. And because of them, many, many people now will enter into Iman. So while he was busy giving them da'wat, one blind Sahabi, Hazrat Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum radiallahu anhu, he came into the company of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he had some questions. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, thinking that this was an opportune time to speak to the leaders of the Quraysh, he turned his attention away from the Sahabi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this here, Abasa wa tawalla, that he found and turned away. So Allah ta'ala then tells Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that you should give attention to those who have talab and desire. They are more worthy of your attention. And then at the end of the surah, again mention is made of Qiyamah. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةَ, when the deafening scream, the deafening shriek will come, on that day, يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ, a person will flee and run away from his brother, from his mother, from his father, from his wife, from his children. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنُ يُغْنِي, on that day every person will have a state that will make him oblivious and he won't be worried about anyone else. وُجُوهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُسْفِرَةٌ, on that day some faces will be bright and shining. ضَاحِكَةٌ, they will be laughing. مُسْتَبْشِرَةٌ, very happy. وَوُجُوهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَلَيْهَا غَبَرَةٌ, and some faces on that day, they will be dusty and covered in darkness and gloom. Those are the sinful kafirs. Then the next surah is Surah At-Takwir. Allah Ta'ala mentions some of the signs of before Qiyamah. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, when the sun will be folded up, meaning it will lose its light. وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ, the stars will fall down, and the mountains will be made to fly, and the pregnant 10-month-old she-camels will be left loose, and the wild animals will all be gathered, and the وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ, and when the oceans will be fueled, and when the souls will be joined together, and the baby girls who were buried alive, they will be asked, for what sin were you killed? And when the book of deeds will be opened, and the sky will be opened, and Jahannam will be fueled, and Jannat will be brought close, then عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ, every soul will now know what it has brought forth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has brought a true message by the agency of Jibreel alayhi salam. This will be your salvation by accepting the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next surah is Surah Al-Infitar. Yeah, again, Allah Ta'ala mentions the signs of Qiyamati, the sama'un fatarat, when the sky will split and the stars will lose their light, they'll fall down, and when the oceans will be poured forth and the graves will be opened up and upturned, then every soul will know what it had brought forth and what it had left behind. Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. O man, what has put you into a deception concerning your most kind Rabb, who has created you and perfected you and created you in due proportion, and in whatever form he has desired, he made you. Kalla bal tukadhibuna bid-deen. You reject the reckoning, whereas they are guardians over you. Kiram and katibin, honorable agents that record your deeds. They know exactly what you do. Inna al-abrara lafi na'im. Verily the pious will be in bounties. Wa inna al-fujjara lafi jahim. And the sinful, they will be in Jahannam. They will have to enter it on the day of Qiyamah, and they will not be able to be absent. Every person will have to come forth on that day. يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. On that day, no soul will be able to benefit and will possess any benefit for another soul. And the matter on that day will be fully in Allah Ta'ala's control. Then the next surah is Surah At-Tatfif. Tatfif is to decrease in weight, that those people who cheat when weighing for others, but when it comes to their turn of receiving, then they want to take in full. So Allah Ta'ala says that wail for these people, that destruction be for such people. So that's what they used to do in those times. Nowadays also, person is employed by someone, he doesn't give the full hours that he's supposed to give, or the duties that he's supposed to fulfill, he doesn't fulfill those duties. This also can be included in tatfif. We should be very careful with regards to this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those people who carry out this act of tatfif, أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. Again, reminding us of Qiyamah. Do these people not think that they will be resurrected on a great day, when يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, when they will have to stand in front of رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And then again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jahannam. Allah ta'ala speaks about Jannat. The pious will be in bounties. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْدُرُونَ. On couches, reclining and looking at one another, you will recognize in their faces the radiance of the bounties that they're enjoying. يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُومٍ. They will be given a drink of wine which is sealed. خِتَامُهُ مِسْك. The seal of it will be of musk. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. And it is in this that you should vie and compete with one another. That is for the bounties of the Akhirat, we should try and outdo one another. The next surah is Surah Al-Inshiqaq. Yeah, again, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the signs of Qiyamati, the sama'un shaqqat, when the skies will be torn apart, وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ, and they will listen to their Rabb as they rightly should, and when the earth will be spread very wide, and it will throw out whatever is in it, and become empty, and it will listen and obey its Rabb as it rightly should. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا. O man, you are making lot of effort to reach to your Rabb. فَمُلَاقِيهِ. So you will find and you will receive on that day whatever you have made effort for. So whoever is given his book of deeds in his right hand, then he will have a very easy reckoning. He'll go back to his family happily. And whoever is given his book of deeds behind his back, then he will scream for destruction and he will enter the blazing fire. In this world he never have fear. He was happy and enjoying himself. He thought he won't come back to us. But Allah Ta'ala was fully, Allah Ta'ala was looking over him. Then the next surah is Surah Al-Buruj, incident of the kuffar of Makkah used to put the Muslims to rot of persecutions and difficulties. Allah Ta'ala gives tasalli and consolement to the believers and warning to the kuffar that in the previous times this also happened, that there was a nation that they had dug huge trenches and put lit huge fires in it, and the people of Iman, only because they had Iman, they were thrown into these fires. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that these people were destroyed. Inna batsha rabbika lashadid. The seize of your Rabb, the seizing of your Rabb is very severe. So it was a warning to the kuffar of Mecca. The next surah is Surah At-Tariq. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam on the sky and on the star that appears in the night. And Allah Ta'ala then says that in kullu nafsin lamma alayha hafiz. Every soul has a guardian over it. Again, the angels that are recording our deeds. And if a person thinks he won't be brought back to life again, Allah Ta'ala says, then look at from where you were created. You were created from water that comes forth very fast. That is from a drop of sperm. So Allah Ta'ala who made you from that, إِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَجْعِهِ لَقَادِرٍ. He is fully able to bring you back to life again. يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرِ. And on that day, it will be the day when all secrets will be opened. فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَاصِرٍ. A person, there will be no strength, no power for him, nor any helper for him. The next surah is Surah Al-A'la. This is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most high, the most elevated. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again reminding us about there's also mention about the akhirah, that on that day, سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى, person who is to fear, he'll remember. وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى, and those who are wretched, they will be kept away from it, and they will have to enter the great fire, and it will be such that لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى, they won't die in there. When a person dies, all his difficulties is over. They won't die in the fire. وَلَا يَحْيَى, and you can't even say they'll be alive. In such difficulty they'll be. Allah Ta'ala protect us. So to be safe from that, Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى, a person must purify himself. He will be successful. And how you purify yourself? Two things. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ, make dhikr of the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. فَصَلَّى, and perform salah. Make dhikr, perform salah. فَلْتُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, but one obstacle is this worldly life. Allah Ta'ala says, you give too much of preference to this worldly life. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى, whereas the akhirat is much better, and the akhirat is forever. Then Surah Al-Ghashiyah is also one of the names of Qiyamah, that which overwhelms and which covers everything. Allah Ta'ala says, هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ, mention of the Ghashiyah, has it come to you? Yes, it has come. And again, details of Qiyamah and people on the day of Qiyamah is mentioned. Next one is Surah Al-Fajr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam on the time of Fajr, on the last ten nights of Ramadan. Also in this surah, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the year after, إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكَّا دَكَّا, when the earth will be torn into pieces. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then will come for the reckoning will be established. And وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا, the angels will come in rows. And Jahannam will be brought forth. يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ, on that day a person will understand and realize. وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَ, but on that day realizing will be of no benefit for him. يَقُولُ, he will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي, if only I had sent forth for my life. On that day Allah Ta'ala says, nobody will give punishment like how Allah will give. Nobody will tie it the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tie. يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ, that the believers, those who are righteous, the announcement will be made to them, that O soul who is at peace, irji'i ila rabbiki, return to your Rabb, radiyatan, you are very happy, mardiyatan, and they are pleased with you. فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَادْخُلِي جَنَّتِي, enter amongst my servants and enter into my jannat. The next surah is Surah Al-Balad. Balad is the city. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam on the city of Makkah Mukarramah. That surah also contains mention of Qiyamah. And وَالشَّمْسِ, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam on seven qasams. And again after that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا, successful is the person who has purified. He has purified his nafs. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا, the one who has soiled and made his nafs dirty, he is at a loss. And then Allah Ta'ala gives example of Thamud. Then their souls, their nafs was dirty, so they were destroyed. The next surah is Surah Wal-Layl. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam on the night. And yeah, the importance of ikhlas in all of our actions has to be done only for the pleasure of Allah. Then وَالضُّحَى, and أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the great position of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not forsaken Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala will definitely grant him and make him happy. And Allah has elevated the mention of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever Allah Ta'ala is mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned with him in our adhans, in our iqamat, in our kalima. In namaz also we send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The whole world, all the time mention is made of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Surah At-Tin, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam on the fig and the olive and the Mount of Tur and on the city of Makkah. Allah Ta'ala says, he has created insan in the best of forms. This is, if he has amal salihah and iman, then he is in the best of forms. Then Surah Al-Alaq, the first surah that was revealed. Here also at the end of the surah mentioned is of the day of Qiyamah. Then Surah Al-Qadr, the day of Qiyamah is very long and the akhirat is forever. Allah has given you means and ways of preparing for it. One is the great night of Laylatul Qadr. Then Surah Al-Bayyina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the mushrikeen and the Ahlul Kitab, that Allah Ta'ala has given you something much better. Allah has given you the true message, Kutubun Qayyimah. Allah has given you very subject matter which is very, very, it has great value in it. So we should follow the teachings of the Quran. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ, those who have iman and amal salihah, they are the best of creation. جَزَاؤُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, their reward will be by their Rabb, which is gardens of eternity, beneath which rivers will be flowing. and they will stay therein forever. Allah will be happy with them. They will be happy with Allah. This is the reward for a person who will fear his Rabb. Then Surah Al-Zilzal. Zilzal is the earthquake. When Qiyamah will start, it will start with an earthquake. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. When the earth will be shaken, and an earthquake will occur. And وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. The earth will take out all its treasures and everything that is inside it. And a person will be shocked and he'll say, مَا لَهَا. What's happening? On that day, the earth will speak and give all its information. What a person committed on it. Where and where he done. Whatever actions, good actions and bad actions. Allah Ta'ala says, all will be brought forth on that day. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Person who will do even an atom's weight of good, he will also see it. And on the other hand, a person who does even an atom's weight of evil, he will also have to see it. And then وَالْعَادِيَاتْ. Allah Ta'ala takes qasam on the horses that a person rides on when he goes in jihad. Allah again says there concerning Qiyamah that man has, he is very stingy. And أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ. Doesn't he know when whatever is in the graves will be overturned and brought out? وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Whatever is contained in the heart will also be exposed. Therefore it's very important we have to correct what is in our hearts, our iman, our yaqeen, the qualities that are in our hearts. We have to make an effort on it. إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ. Allah is fully aware of them on that day. Then Surah Al-Qari'ah, this is also one of the qualities of Qiyamah. Al-Qari'ah, that is the great shaking. Allah Ta'ala says, on that day, يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُورِ. People will be like scattered moths, and the huge mountains that will be turned to colored flakes of cotton wool. And a person whose scale of good deeds is heavy, then he will be in such life that he'll be very happy. However, a person whose scale of good deeds is light, then his destination will be hawiya. What is hawiya? This is the blazing fire. And Surah At-Takathur, what makes a person ghafil with regards to the akhirat is the desire to increase more money, more wealth, more possessions of this world. Allah says this will continue to put you into make you negligent and unaware, make you forget regarding your true abode. Hatta zurtumul maqabir, till you leave this world and enter into the grave. Wal asr, four qualities you need to be successful. One is amanu iman. Second, amilu salihat, to do good actions. Wa tawasaw bil haq, to encourage one another on the haq. Wa tawasaw bis sabr, and to encourage one another to remain steadfast. Then Suratul Humaza. Some of the qualities you shouldn't have. You shouldn't find fault in one another. You shouldn't gather wealth so much and start counting it and just be the be all and end all. And you think it will keep you forever. Allah Ta'ala says, "La yumbadanna fil khutama." Those people will be thrown into the crusher. That is the fire of Jahannam. Narullahi al-muqada. The fire of Allah that has been lit. Which taqtali'u ala al-af'ida. It penetrates right into the heart. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Then Surah Al-Fil. A person who will dishonor the signs of Allah, like how Abraha wanted to destroy the Kaaba, Allah will destroy him. Surah Quraysh, the bounties that Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with. Kufar, the people of Mecca were granted the haram, they were granted the house of Allah. In shukr of that, you should make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Al-Ma'un, you shouldn't consider any act to be small, even if it is helping your neighbor, giving insignificant items, water, salt, etc. All of this will help you on the day of Qiyamah. Surah Al-Kawthar, Allah Ta'ala says that we have granted you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, great abundance, amongst which is also the pond of Kawthar on the day of Qiyamah. So in gratitude for that, make the ibadat of Allah. Salli li rabbika, perform salah, sacrifice. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Those who seek to put the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam down, their name will be cut off. Surah Al-Kafirun, you should be completely separate from the kuffar. You have your own way. Lakum dinukum wal yadin. You have a deen totally different from them. Surah An-Nasr, towards the end of a person's life, now a person should increase in making the tasbih of Allah and seeking forgiveness. At the end of every amal also, make istighfar, turn and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Al-Lahab, person's wealth and children will be of no benefit for him if he didn't have iman, just like Abu Lahab. And Surah Al-Ikhlas, that is to have the tawheed and the belief in one Allah and sincerity in every action. This is the crux of our deen, the crux of the message of the Quran. And the last two surahs, Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas, which is known as Mu'awwidhatayn, those surahs which give a person protection. In the beginning, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, O Allah, you are our Rabb. At the end, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Nas. In the beginning we said, Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'een. Only you do we worship and only you do we ask for help, for assistance. So here these two surahs are given to us, that we recite these two surahs and come into the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all types of harms, all types of evils. Great fada'il mentioned for the last three surahs. One hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba, a person who reads it three times morning and evening, it will suffice him from everything, from all types of evil, and any deficiencies for all in his wazaif and his azkar, etc. that he has to make, this will suffice him for it. Similarly, person who reads it at night, it's sunnah, Nabi Sallam would read it at night before going to sleep three times and blow over his body. When he was sick, somebody in his family was sick, at that occasion also Nabi Sallam would recite these three surahs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to recite these three surahs abundantly so we can get into the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to understand the Quran, the message of the Quran, to make amal upon the Quran and to propagate the Quran. The month of Ramadan has come, all of us increased in our recitation of Quran. We should make a niyat to carry it on throughout the year. And then also with regards to the tarjumah of Quran, Hazrat always encourages those that are ulama, they should try and conduct dars of Quran and tarjumah of Quran in the masajid. Very simple, few ayat with just basic tarjumah and explaining how it applies to us nowadays. No big tafsir, etc. But it will keep a person's connection with the Quran strong. So if a person, those who are alims, if we get the opportunity in our local masajid, but all of us might not be able to, maybe there's someone already doing it, then on our own individually with our families, we should do dars of Quran daily or weekly, whatever we are able to, but this will keep our connection with the Quran. And if we can't even do that, then on our own individually, make mutala'ah of some tafsir, tarjumah of the Quran, so that our connection with the Quran stays. Alhamdulillah, we know Some ulama that graduated long time, more than 20 years ago, but up until today, they every day make mutala of little bit, tafsir and tarjumah of Quran. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Those of us that are not ulama, as Mawlana Abdul Rahman mentioned in the Anwar al-Salah programs in the morning, we should try and learn at least the message or the tarjumah of the basic surahs that we are reading in our Salah, Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Ikhlas, Inna Atayna. Even if we don't learn the exact tarjumah, but just what is the message of this year? And wherever the dars of Quran is taking place, tarjumah of Quran is taking place, we should attend and listen attentively. If we don't have in our masajid, then approach the ulama and the relevant people in charge and request them that we can start the dars of Quran and tarjumah of Quran in our masajid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and grant us.